Tomorrow, May 1st, is International Workers Day. It's not a holiday in the United States, but immigrants nationwide plan to take the day off and demonstrate for legalization of undocumented workers. Organizers are calling the event the Great American Boycott 2006, a day without immigrants. They're telling supporters no work, no school, no buying or selling. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports on how businesses in the Midwest that depend on immigrant labor plan to cope.
At El Miramar Restaurant in Kansas City, a few guys dressed in work clothes dine under the gaze of a massive fake swordfish. Owner Victor Shemek says small places like his can't afford to make a statement May 1st. Shemek says he'll let his workers demonstrate if they must, but he and his family will keep the doors open.
I need to work anyway, so, and that's why I stay open. And anyway, we never close anyway, so 365 days open, we never close.
A lot of restaurants will close Monday, as well as a number of small shops, landscaping businesses, and construction outfits. A bilingual newspaper, Dos Mundos, will also shut down, according to the paper's editor, Claire Reyes.
And if we need to close our offices to support these people, we will close the offices and we will ask everybody that wants to attend to the rally to go ahead and do it.
Not all of the businesses closing Monday are small. Dozens of huge meatpacking plants across the country are planning to go offline. Tyson Foods spokesman Gary Michelson says the company will shut down most of its red meat production.
Five of our nine U.S. beef plants and four of our six U.S. pork plants will be closed Monday.
Michelson says Tyson just wouldn't be able to fully staff the plants. Swift, Cargill, Premium Standard Farms, and other large meat packers are closing plants for the day as well. It's the second time this year that meat production lines have been down to let workers demonstrate. Meat processing companies generally support tighter borders and better screening technology. Like many of their immigrant employees, they'd like to speed up the naturalization process and allow some undocumented workers to gain citizenship. That doesn't sit well with Bob Walters. Walters is mayor of Beardstown, Illinois, a city of 6,000, where about 2,200 people work for a Cargill pork processing plant. More than a third of them are Hispanic. The plant will close Monday, and Walters says some workers resent the forced holiday.
I've had a number of employees call, and they're very upset that, you know, they're going to lose wages because of this. And the employees in the plant know better than anyone what's going on and that they're pandering to the Hispanic community.
But where Walters sees pandering, some Hispanic leaders see foreign-born workers just beginning to exercise their political and economic power. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.